Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Working our way chapter by chapter through the New Testament, today we come to Philippians chapter 3, and I want to talk to you today about knowing Jesus. From Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, where we read this: "That I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection of the dead." There was a simple goal and plea in the life of Paul the Apostle: to know Jesus. He summed it up in these words: "That I may know him." The legalists who were troubling the Philippian Christians couldn't know this longing to know Jesus. Legalism focuses on self, not on God. But Paul wanted to know Jesus, not self. To know Jesus is not the same as knowing his historical life. It's not the same as knowing correct doctrines regarding Jesus. It's not the same as knowing his moral example, and it's not the same as knowing his great work on our behalf. You see, we can say that we know someone because we recognize him, because we can distinguish what is different about him compared to other people. We can say that we know someone because we are acquainted with what he does. We know the baker because we get our bread from him. We can say that we know someone because we actually converse with him. We're on speaking terms with that person. And we can say that we know someone because we spend time in his house and with his family. We can say that we know someone because we have committed our life to him and live with him every day, sharing every circumstance as a healthy husband and wife do in a good marriage. Knowing Jesus also means knowing the power of his resurrection, the new life that is imparted to the believer now, not at death. You see, the power of this resurrection is the evidence and seal that everything Jesus did and said was true. The power of his resurrection is the receipt and proof that the sacrifice of the cross was accepted as payment in full. The power of his resurrection means that those who are connected with Jesus Christ receive the same resurrection life. Knowing Jesus also means knowing the fellowship of his sufferings. This is all part of following Jesus and being in Christ. Being in Christ also means being conformed to his death. Yet, Paul was not morbidly focused on suffering and death in the Christian life. His focus was on the resurrection life that Jesus Christ gives us. But Paul understood that any suffering and death that is allotted to the Christian is simply a pathway to resurrection life right now and to the ultimate resurrection from the dead. Paul faced true hardship, but the suffering was worth it, considering the greatness of the resurrection from the dead. Now, I want you to remember that Paul wrote this having experienced more suffering than most of us will ever experience, and he wrote it from the custody of Roman soldiers. This wasn't merely theological theory and ideas, but it was a lived-out connection with God. Dear friend, do you pursue the knowledge of Jesus Christ? Is this the plea of your life? That I may know him? That's the greatest goal you can ever have in your life.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.